KOIN in Portland. CBS News is next at 10.
CBS News. A series of bomb explosions erupted tonight in the Argentine capital city of Buenos Aires. I'm Gary Shepard for Jim Kilpatrick, reporting on the CBS radio network. The targets were foreign businesses. Authorities say there was severe damage to buildings occupied by such firms as Bank of America, the Bank of London, the Royal Bank of Canada, Ford Motor of Argentina, Philips Argentina, and Coca-Cola. The explosions were blamed on local terrorists, whose latest campaign against foreigners began late last month. There were no injuries during tonight's bombings. In the Middle East, another attack by Arab guerrillas on Israeli territory. The latest took place tonight in the resort town of Nahariya, a few miles from the Israeli border with Lebanon. Three Palestinian commandos are believed to have reached the town by using a rubber raft. They took over an apartment house and killed two children and an Israeli woman before they were finally killed by Israeli troops who had surrounded the building. The shootout lasted from midnight till dawn, and one Israeli soldier was killed before it was over. Back in a minute.
Here, honey, this is for you.
Oh, George, what a nice surprise. What is it?
It's a tire gauge.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
What's a tire gauge?
Well, you check your tire pressure. Well, it helps you get better mileage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got it free from our participating international dealer just for looking at the new international travel all.
A new international travel all?
Yeah.
What's a travel all?
Well, it's something like our old station wagon.
Our old station wagon?
Except the travel all's a foot and a half shorter, so it's much easier for you to park.
Our old station wagon?
Yeah, and it has 20% more room inside. More room for you and the kids, more room for groceries. We'll get lots more use out of it.
Our old station wagon?
Yeah, and right now, until July 20th, you get four Firestone gas-saving steel-belted radial tires on most models at no extra cost.
But where is...
And they're worth $290, suggested retail price.
George, where's the new travel all?
Right outside the window!
Oh, George, it's different.
I know.
I like different.
I know.
Carnal knowledge is not obscene. The United States Supreme Court says so in a ruling which CBS News law correspondent Fred Graham now explains.
It was only a year ago that the Supreme Court held that each community could apply its own local standard in deciding what material was obscene. The first test of the new approach came when a jury in Albany, Georgia, banned the R-rated film Carnal Knowledge and convicted the theater manager of public indecency. Carnal Knowledge had already been seen by almost 18 million Americans, had made several critics' lists of the 10 best films of 1971, and had won an Academy Award nomination for its star, Anne Margaret. Today, the High Court unanimously reversed the obscenity conviction and declared that local communities are limited to banning only hardcore pornography that is patently offensive. Justice William Rehnquist's opinion said even though there is nudity, this is not hardcore sex for sex's own sake and is not patently offensive. The four justices who dissented to the local standards decision last year claim today that the court is right back to the point where it must review every obscenity case, and they urge the court to end the obscenity problem by ruling that nothing shown to consenting adults may be held to be obscene. Fred Graham, CBS News, Washington.
CBS News White House correspondent Dan Rather reports from Washington that President Nixon was suffering from an inflammation of the veins in his leg known as phlebitis during his recent Middle Eastern trip. Rather says the president still has it. The White House says Mr. Nixon did have a mild form of phlebitis before that trip, but it's over and he's in good health, looking forward to his trip to Brussels and to the Moscow summit, which begins in the morning. Back after this.
Hello, everybody. This is Lowell Thomas. You can tune me in every day, Monday through Friday. I've been broadcasting for a long, long time, and it seems to me that anyone who listens regularly to the CBS radio network is sure to keep up to the minute. That's because of CBS News right on the hour, special reports, net alert when the news breaks suddenly. So long for now. Remember, it's a good idea to keep tuned to the CBS radio network.
The Marine Corps doesn't offer jobs to women. They offer careers to women. For today's woman, the Marine Corps can be the career corps. Top pay, equal opportunity, equal reward. And you don't have to be one of the boys to get ahead. You can be yourself. A special kind of woman who wants more than a job. A woman who has more to offer.
The Environmental Protection Agency has discovered that the anti-pollution devices on a lot of 1972 model automobiles aren't working very well. EPA Administrator Russell Train told newsmen in San Diego on Monday that there's a possibility that the auto industry could be faced with a massive recall.
If there were a recall, it would be a major recall. I'm not trying to anticipate that there would be a recall. All I'm saying is that preliminary indications are that 72 cars do indicate that a fairly substantial number are not maintaining emission standards.
Train declined to identify which makes are involved. EPA source in Washington said the agency has found that 72 cars made by several firms no longer appear to be measuring up to air quality standards. Gary Shepard, CBS News.
Portland weather, fair through Wednesdays, lows 50, highs 80, downtown Portland 66.
There's this guy lives on my street who'd rather drive than walk 10 feet. It's something just to watch him start his day. Well, there he sits behind the wheel, all alone in his automobile, using all that gas to get himself to town. This guy's a clown.
He ought to pull his horse and share a ride with a neighbor.
Make a friend and maybe save some money, too. And so should you. Well, there's this other guy I know who's found a better way to go. He's saving gas and money each and every day. He only drives one day a week. Takes it easy, so to speak. His pocketbook will prove he really ain't no fool. He's in a carpool. We've got to pool our resources, share a ride with the neighbor, make a friend, and maybe save some money, too. Why couldn't you? Pick up the phone and call CARPOOL. They'll tell you how.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents...
I'm E.G. Marshall. Welcome to the Sound of Suspense, to the theater of the mind, where on the unlimited stage of your imagination, we'll play out a drama of terror. Terror for three people who might be called babes in the wood. It's a frightening thing to lose your way, and even more terrifying if you're lost in an unfamiliar forest with nothing to give you a sense of direction. That's where we find two escaped convicts, Hank Farley and Will Chase, fugitives from an army stockade, together with Hank's wife, Dolly, who tried to help them escape. But being lost is only a part of their problem.
Well, whatever it was, it's gone.
But it's still out there, somewhere. What are we going to do?
I think we ought to stay here.
Till we starve? We've got to keep moving.
But Hank's leg.
Okay. Look, I figure it's about early afternoon. Let's wait till the heat of the day passes. Give Hank's leg a rest and then go on when it's cooler.
But if we can't find our way out before dark...
Then we spend another night in these woods.
With that? That thing out there?
That and... God knows what else.
Our mystery drama, Escape, Escape, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Bob Juran and stars Terry Keane and Robert Dryden. It is sponsored in part by New Sugar-Free Diet 7-Up and Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
When you feel like having a cold Budweiser, do you automatically reach for a glass? Well, sure, Bud's a great beer any way you drink it. But without a glass, you're really missing something. Now take that wonderful Budweiser Head of Foam, for instance. Those bubbles, tiny though they are, still amount to something pretty special at the top of your glass. Taste appeal and eye appeal. Two results of exclusive beechwood aging and natural carbonation. It takes a lot longer to brew Budweiser that way. But brewing beer right does make a difference that you can taste. That's why when you say Budweiser, you've really said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
The mystery has been solved. For all your shopping needs, large or small, shop the climate-controlled malls of Jansen Beach Center. It's always fair weather at the beach. More than 60 shops and services await your visit to the center so you can make a day of it. Take your time shopping, eat a leisurely lunch, and just browse through the afternoon. We work hard to make our motto mean something. The mall that has it all. Jansen Beach Center, Interstate 5 at Jansen Beach. Between Mother's Day and Father's Day this year, the Oregon chapter is conducting its annual drive to raise funds for the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. 60% of the money raised will stay right here in Oregon for patient services and professional and public education. The rest of it goes to national headquarters for use, principally in research. When the MS volunteer calls, won't you give generously?
Welcome to a rainy August night in Louisiana. The lights of an army camp shine dimly through the sheet of water that falls from the coal black sky. Little rivers run in gullies across the deserted, muddy compound of the stockade. All is quiet except for the rain. And then...
Get down! Get down! They'll see us! We'll never make the fair. Shut up and do what I tell you! Let's go back!
That'll really be the end of us. We killed one guard already. No, we're going to go down trying. This rain's on our side. The searchlights don't shine as far.
But we've got to get across that whole compound.
The next time the lights sweep past, we follow. Just behind. Now, get ready.
We won't be able to find a hole in the fence in this rain.
We'll worry about that when we get to the fence. Now, hold on. Here comes the light now. Stay just behind it. Ready?
We don't know the woods or the roads around here. Hank, are you sure you know which way to go?
No, I'm not sure. Where am I? A miracle man?
I'm as scared as you are.
But we gotta keep going.
Charlie said head straight away from the fence for a mile and a half to the road.
The trees block a lot of the rain.
We'll get there.
There's a clearing. It must be the road.
Yeah. That looks like a car, hey?
Huh?
It's too dark to be sure.
Keep moving.
It is a car, hey? It's Dolly. She found the spot, okay?
Yeah. That's the convertible. I told you Dolly wouldn't let us down.
Hank, you made it.
Bless you,
Dolly, for being here.
Okay, well, get in the back.
Thank God you made it. Oh, I have missed you so.
Time for that later, doll. All right, come on, get going.
Oh, hey, man, you sure are a mess.
Yeah, we have to crawl through the mud.
Yeah. Hey, where are we heading?
Well, first to Masonville. We pick up the interstate there. I had a heck of a time finding my way in here. The rain didn't help either.
It helped us back the stockade.
What's the matter?
I ripped myself crawling through the fence.
Is it bad?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I haven't had a chance to look at it.
Well, maybe we should stop in Masonville, huh?
Are you crazy? Oh, you'll be all right. We don't dare stop.
He's right. We'll keep going.
What's the matter?
I just went half the road I'm supposed to take.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. I turned right at the white plant coming in. So I'm supposed to turn left going out.
Well, you can't argue with you.
1 mile on this road, and then right at the cemetery.
Now what?
I'm nervous with the road, but we should have come to the cemetery a long time ago.
Well, we probably missed it in the rain. Maybe we should go back.
Yeah, we'll have to. That cemetery's my only guidepost. We're on dirt now. The road's coming in here all paved.
Maybe we ought to stop and wait till daylight.
Hey, there's a light up ahead. Let's ask.
What are you, a dummy? What do you think we are, tourists? They've had an alert out for us for an hour.
Well, look, maybe I should ask. You two stay in the car.
No. Wait a minute. It might not be so bad. It's isolated out here. Maybe they haven't heard about it. And even if they have, it doesn't make any difference.
What are you talking about?
We're going to spend the night in that house.
What?
No use wandering around getting lost in the rain. We're all going in and help ourselves to their hospitality.
Hello?
What do you want?
Our car broke down. Can we use your phone?
What happened to you?
Haven't you ever seen mud before?
Well, come on in. This is very kind of you, and this is call me Granny Good. That's how I'm called.
We're on our way to Masonville, Granny. Can we call a service station?
Oh, well, here's the phone. I don't know if Amos had come out this late.
Oh, we don't mind waiting. I'll just...
My phone! What did you do that for?
You just got some unexpected overnight company, and we don't want to be disturbed.
Oh, you've got something.
Shut up. You got a radio?
Of course I got a radio. Now I know what you want.
Shut up.
You're the prisoners that escaped from the army camp.
Didn't take them long to announce it.
They said you killed a guard.
Hank, you didn't.
We had to.
Oh, murderers. Get out of my house. Get out.
You just shut up, old lady.
You murderers, you'll not stay in my house.
Hank, I'm an old woman.
You'll be sorry for that, murderer.
Shut up, I said. Get us some food.
You'll be sorry.
Hank, why are you acting like this?
Leave me alone. He's on edge, Dolly. We all are. The past couple of hours haven't been any picnic.
What is it?
Your hip again?
Yeah.
Sit down.
Okay.
Look, could we have some warm water and bandages? My husband's been hurt.
You expect me to nurse him?
No, I just asked.
Not for a murderer. Let him suffer.
Get the bandages.
Hank. All right, I'll get you some water. But don't think you scared me into it.
Come on, Hank. Now relax.
Okay.
Coming here was your idea, Hank.
We got no other choice. We'll stay till daylight and then get moving.
Yeah, water and a bandage, and don't ask for anything more.
How about some food?
I don't have any food.
Yeah? What's in that pot on the fire?
Snakes and snails and puppy dog tails. You want some, sonny boy?
Don't get funny with me.
Hey, look, old lady, we're going to stay here till morning, so just get used to the idea, huh? Well, look around.
Yeah.
See if there's anything we can use and find some food no matter what she says.
Hank, sit still. I'll fix your leg.
Now, just a minute.
Granny.
The gun again. Why? Why do you want to frighten me? Barge in and treat me like this? I know you're escaped murderers. Why don't you just go and leave me alone?
Hey, well, you find anything?
Nothing much. There's a storeroom back here full of empty bottles, every size and shape.
Oh. Oh, so Granny likes to put up her own, huh? Where are the full bottles, Granny?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Where's your booze?
I could use a drink right now.
There's no liquor here.
Find it, Will.
Right.
No, don't open that cabinet.
Open it, Will.
No, please.
It's locked. Open it.
No, please, don't. Get away from there.
Hey, look at that.
Money.
It's mine.
Stacks and stacks of money just laying there.
Ah, that is something we can use.
No. Don't you dare touch that.
There's no hurry. We'll pack it up when we're ready to leave. All right, come on, Will. Wash up and Dolly will find us something to drink. And eat.
You want some more salad?
No.
Thanks, me neither.
Hey, wasn't a bad meal.
Yeah, better than that garbage at the Army prison, eh, Hank?
I knew that old hag would soften up. Look at her, snoozing over there by the fire with her cauldrons and her cats. All she needs is a black pointed hat.
Yeah. You know, I could use some sleep myself.
They'll take turns. There's nothing that old hag can do, but we better not take chances. She might run for help.
Yeah. Still pouring rain, though.
I wouldn't stop her. And she knows a way around here.
Well, look, I'll stay up. I'm too nervous to sleep anyway. I don't like the way that one cat keeps staring at us.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's bugging me, too.
What are you two trying to do? Spook us all?
I'll just be glad when we're out of here. Hank, why don't we leave now? Granny will tell us how to get to the main road into Masonville just to get rid of us.
No way. She could get us really lost or direct us right back to the Army base. Now, we'll wait for daylight.
She's waking up. So what?
I'm going to sleep.
You're all still here.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be gone by now. I told Rimba to send you away.
Who's Rimba?
My best friend. Aren't you, Rimba?
Well, maybe he didn't get the message.
It's that cat that's been staring at us.
Send them away, Rimba. You have the power. Send them away.
Hank, I'm frightened.
Keep that cat away from
me. Yeah.
Go ahead, Rimba. We've been hospitable long enough. Send them away.
If that cat comes any closer, I...
Hey!
Rimba! You've killed Rimba!
That cat was mad. It was attacking.
You killed Rimba. Now you'll pay. Murderers. You hit me. You steal my money. Eat my food. You kill my cat. Oh, you'll pay with your lives. You have no more chances left. Hank, I'm scared to death.
She's going crazy. She's throwing things on the fire.
Oh, what can she do? That cat was going to
fire first. And then the ash. Golden powder from the sash. Powder mixed with basil green. Mandrake root and things unseen. Now a grain into the fire to test fulfillment of desire.
It blew up.
What's going on, Hank?
I don't know. She's putting on some show.
Look, I don't like it. We've got to get out of here.
Killers of my faithful friend. On thee, the hate of hell descend. Now, once again, into the fire, complete fulfillment of desire.
No!
Getting rid of unexpected and unwanted company, smoke them out. And Granny is certainly within her rights when nothing but brutal treatment rewarded her hospitality. We'll see how our notorious trio makes out when I return shortly with Act Two.
You've been hearing some pretty lavish claims recently about miles per gallon. We'd like you to consider something equally important, and that's range. Range is the miles per gallon multiplied by the number of gallons your car's tank holds. Range is what makes the Buick Apollo such a special small car. It comes from coupling the Apollo's economical six-cylinder engine with a standard 21-gallon tank. It holds a lot, but it doesn't use a lot. Look into the Apollo. It's the Buick of small cars.
Hello, this is Goldilocks. It seems like only yesterday that I was a little girl tasting porridge. You know, this one's too hot. This one's too cold. And now I conduct taste tests on diet drinks. And there's one I must tell you about. Sugar-free diet 7-Up. It has a fresh, natural, delicious taste. It drives my taste-o-meter crazy. Sugar-free diet 7-Up. This one's just right.
A few good men. That's what the Marines are looking for. A few good college men who want to lead. Men who have enough on the board to be eligible for PLC, Platoon Leaders Class. Not everyone can make it. It takes brains. It takes muscle. And summer training is no picnic. It takes men who want a real challenge. The challenge of leading Marine ground troops, flying sophisticated Marine aircraft, or serving as Marine lawyers. If you're one of the few who can make it, there's financial assistance available during school. Up to $2,700 over 3 years. There's even free civilian flying lessons for qualified men. PLC Ground. PLC Air. PLC Law. For a few good men.
We return now to the rather bizarre scene at the cottage of old Granny Good. After being terrorized by her very rude and ungrateful guests, she struck back by filling the cottage with smoke from a powder she threw into the fire. And at this moment, her unexpected company is making a hasty retreat.
Oh, Hank! Hank, I'm over here!
I see you! I can just make you out!
We found the door! Hurry up! The smoke's getting worse!
Okay!
Oh, I can breathe.
Hi, keep running. Let's get into the car.
Hey, the rain stopped.
But it's so dark. Yeah. I can't see either of you.
Oh, that's the way it is in woods at night. The car ought to be right over here. Be parked close to the cottage.
Oh, I can't see it.
Look. We can't see the lights in the cottage anymore.
Did we run that far?
No, it didn't seem like it. Let's double back.
Hank, please, do you know which way we're going?
Yeah, back to where we came. We gotta get to the car.
But Hank, we...
No. Walked into a tree. I can't see a damn thing.
You got any matches?
No, have you?
No. Come on, we'll feel our way.
Yeah. We can walk around in circles in this dark. How we gotta wait for morning?
That old woman's probably on her way to the police right now.
How? On her broom?
She couldn't get anywhere tonight. Will's right. We'll bed down here and wait till daylight.
Bed down? On this wet ground?
Okay. Let's relax. We can't walk around in circles. We'll have to make out as best we can right here.
Yeah.
It's not cold. Rain stopped. We'll just have to stay here till daylight. Then we'll see the cottage and get out of here.
Hank, you awake?
Yeah.
It's getting light.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Better get moving. Dolly. You all right, honey?
Oh, it's so stiff.
You'll feel better once we get going.
Hey, Dolly. Look.
What?
Where's the cottage?
It's gone.
Well, we couldn't have wandered that far away from it.
Well, we did. We thought we were heading back for it in the dark. Instead, we were walking away from it.
Well, what direction should we go?
Well, if we keep moving, we got to come to a road sometime. Maybe the dirt road we came in on.
Okay. Hey, look. That looks like a path up ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the undergrowth isn't as thick up there. Our path's got to lead somewhere.
What do? We go right or left, huh?
Left. It seems to go up.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe if we get to higher ground, we'll see the cottage.
Okay, we go left.
Yeah.
Hank, suppose we can't find our way out of here. We don't have any water, any food.
Don't think like that, Dolly. We'll get out of here. We couldn't have come all that far from the cottage last night. We stopped walking after a few minutes. The cottage and that dirt road has to be close. Yeah.
But we may still be walking away from them. Oh, Hank. Hank, please, I gotta rest.
Yeah, okay. We'll stop for a while.
Oh.
My leg's bothering me, too.
I'm dying of thirst.
We are.
It's so blasted hot, too, and still.
Hank?
Huh?
Do you notice something?
Like what?
There's no sound.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, not a rustle. No birds.
Come to think of it, I haven't seen any animals either, like a squirrel or chipmunk or anything. It's unnatural.
It's the heat.
I just wish we could find some water.
Well, look, you two stay here. Maybe I can scout around.
No, we gotta stick together.
Well, sitting here isn't gonna find us any water.
Relax, will you? Dolly's tired.
Well, so am I.
But unless we keep going,
we'll go when Dolly's right.
All right, stop it. I'm okay. Will's right. We ought to keep going. Hey, look. Look at that tree over there.
Where?
To the left. No branches, just flowers at the top. If I wasn't so miserable, they would be almost beautiful.
It's, probably a vine, like the bougainvilleas in California. When I was in L.A. one time... Hey, up ahead! It's a clearing!
Oh, thank God!
Oh, yeah. Maybe we can get our bearings if we get out of this undergrowth.
Come on!
Yeah, maybe there's a pond or a stream or something.
Look at... Wow. Look at the size of that rock!
That's bigger than a house.
And white! Like a whole hill collapsed into a pile of white boulders. Like I'm gonna try and scale this one. Maybe I can get a clue about where we are.
Be careful.
It's not too bad. I can get a footing.
Looks like about 30 feet up.
It's a solid rock. Not a branch or a blade of grass.
See anything?
Not yet. I'm going higher.
Take it easy.
Wow. What a sight.
What is it?
Hundreds of these things. It's like a desert of white boulders. Far as you can see.
A dead end?
There's some funny looking trees in the distance. But yeah, it looks like a road.
A road? How far?
Hard to judge from here, but... Oh, maybe 2 miles? We'll have to cross over these rocks.
Are you sure it's a road?
Wait a second. Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh.
It is. It's a paved road running straight along the line of trees.
Good. Okay, come on down.
Oh, Hank, we're finally getting out of
here.
Yeah,
but let's not waste any time. How much farther?
We're almost to the road. You can see the line of trees. This leg's killing me.
God, I think it's infected.
I've got to have some water.
It's not far now. We're coming out of the rocks now. Okay, where's the road? I don't know. It was along here. I saw it.
And nothing. Nothing but more jungle.
We're back in the woods. I know there was a road.
You thought you saw a road, you damn idiot. That was a mirage. We come all this way for a mirage.
Well, how was I to know?
Dad, we're lost. We're lost, Jack. We're lost.
Shut up, Dolly.
We're going to die here. I know it. We're never going to find
it. Stop it, will you?
Okay. All right, we all got to rest. The heat's getting to us. And I can't go another step on this lake without some rest.
Oh, well, that's just great.
What are we going to have to do, carry you?
You're going to have to carry me if I don't get some water.
Now, look, we've been pushing for hours. Let's try to calm down. All right, we're lost, but... What?
What?
Listen.
What is it?
What would someone be doing making a sound like that? Whoever it is probably won't know about us. We can ask him how to get out of here. He's got to know how he got in. Sounds like he's clearing brush.
He's coming closer. What is that?
Oh, my God! And look, it's like an ant! A giant ant!
Oh. Hey!
It's as big as I am! All right, get back! Back under these rocks. It hasn't seen us.
Oh, I'm
going to
be sick. Oh,
hey,
down. Down and quiet.
Oh, my leg is hanging. It can't be an ant.
Well, you saw it.
But I don't believe it. What's it doing now? Hey, it looks like it's eating a plant. Oh, what are we going to do? Pray it doesn't try to eat us.
It could. Stop it. Stop it. I can't stand it!
Will you shut up? I think it's seen us.
I heard it.
Yeah, it's waving those things on its head. It's trying to find out where we are.
Don't anybody move a muscle. It'll spot moving.
We're just dreaming this. There can't be ants that big.
Look. It's moving this way. It's moving. We can't find it.
We gotta get back under those boulders. They form a natural cave back there.
Yeah, well, I can't make it fast on this way.
You've got to.
Take his arm, Dolly.
Oh. I can't move.
Okay.
I'll make it on my own. I can't move.
Hey, Will. I'll drag myself.
In the daddy! No! No! I can't stand it! I can't stand it!
Give me a hand, hey! I'm not gonna make it! Say, Dolly, you make it! I'll get you in here! Dolly's all right! If a thing that big stings you, you're dead! It can't reach us in here. Oh. We're okay now.
It can't be real.
Oh, that was straight out of a nightmare. I got chills all over.
I can't stop shaking.
It's so hideous, that.
Has it gone?
No.
It might be trying to find another way in.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, gosh, that's
an ugly thing. Oh, it's moving away. Back into the woods.
Oh, thank heaven.
How could an ant get to be that size? I mean, this isn't Mars. It's Louisiana. What do you... Hey, maybe it's mechanical. What? What do you mean, mechanical? Well, some kind of vehicle the Army's been testing. Remote control, maybe. Oh, we've been walking in this heat for hours. No sleep, no food, no water. We could be imagining anything.
It tried to attack us. I was no vehicle.
Well, then how do you explain an ant as big as a lion?
I don't know.
Well, whatever it was, it's gone.
But it's still out there. Somewhere.
What else, indeed? Could there really be an ant as big as a lion? There are such things as mutations, we're told. I'd certainly hate to have one of them show up at one of my picnics. But if that's any indication of what lies ahead in this strange Louisiana wood, it won't be any picnic for Hank, Will, and Dolly when we return shortly with Act 3.
Breakfast in the morning, Kellogg's. Kellogg's has that wholesome taste to get you up and grinning.
This is Jerry Coffer for Kellogg's Special K. You know, for years we've been talking about the Special K breakfast, a great way to start the day if you have a weight problem. You may have seen or heard our latest commercials, which symbolize the problem of being a few pounds overweight by using this ball and chain. That's the sound effect. But so many people have come to know the Special K breakfast that can help solve weight problems, they sometimes forget that Special K is America's favorite high-protein cereal. It has 8 essential vitamins and iron, and so delicious that lots of folks, kids as well as adults, eat Special K just for the sheer good taste of it. So we don't want you to think that you have to wear a ball and chain to eat Special K. All you need is an appreciation for the finer things of life, a 1-ounce bowl of Special K, 4 ounces of skim milk, tomato juice, coffee, and maybe a little sugar. The Special K breakfast can help you lose weight all by itself, but it really is a good start.
Banks have their boardrooms, hotels have their ballrooms, but one of the best-known rooms in the country is Project Hope's Room A. Here is where Americans as groups and as individuals send their contributions to support the work of Project Hope. It may be a check for $5,100 from a college group who held a hike for Hope. It may be $2.95 from a 10-year-old who saved it up from summer jobs. It may be a check for $10 from a retired school teacher. It may be $400 raised by a teenager in Massachusetts whose carnivals for Hope have become an annual event in his neighborhood. Every contribution, large and small, helps Hope continue its programs of treating the sick and training medical personnel to improve health care in many countries.
Help is what Hope's all about. Help Project Hope reach out.
Help Hope reach out. Write to one of the best-known addresses in the country. Project Hope, Room A, Washington, D.C.
No escape goes unpursued. And at the moment, while Hank, Will, and Dolly are considering their predicament, their pursuers are hot on the trail. Let's return to Granny Good's cottage as a car bearing the word sheriff on its doors winds its way up the road and then suddenly stops.
Something wrong, Sheriff?
Yeah. That car by Granny Good's cottage. It's got out-of-state plates. Don't see many of them around here. Let's walk the rest of the way. Keep your gun handy.
Harley and Chase were on foot when they left the stockade.
They could have been picked up by somebody.
Hi, Roy.
Hi, Granny. Everything all right here?
No, it ain't. I just got finished burying Rimba, my favorite cat.
Whose car?
That belongs to the fellas I think you're looking for.
They've been here.
They were here. They're gone now.
Without their car?
Oh, Granny, this here is Major Thomas from the Army base where those two fellows escaped from. He's investigating.
How do, Major?
Hello, Miss Good. You say they were here and then left without their car, is that right?
Last night, a few hours after they came. And good riddance. They're nothing but murderers. They killed my cat, my Rimba. And they hit me, tried to steal my money.
Yeah, well, now, if they didn't take their car, where'd they go?
I don't know. It was pouring rain. They run out into the woods. There's a girl with them.
She drove the getaway car.
She said she was the wife of one of them.
Yep, Hank Farley's wife. Chase wasn't married.
Well, come on in out of the heat. I have lemonade ready.
All right, tell us what happened last night, Granny.
Well, Roy, they bust in here around 10 o'clock.
Oh, they traveled fast. First alarm went out at 9.
They were all covered with mud, but I'd heard it on the radio. I knew who they were, and they pulled the phone out of the wall.
But what made them leave? How'd they run into strange woods they didn't know?
Oh, it beats me. Oh, here's your lemonade, Major.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Roy?
Oh, thank you.
Major, I don't think you're ever going to find them. Those woods out there, one wrong step and you're lost forever.
I don't think we ought to wait any longer.
I'm not moving from here. Not while that thing is up there.
Dolly, it's gone.
Gone where? If we go into the woods again, it'll find us.
Well, we can't stay here forever. We got to keep trying. Oh, we'll keep out of the woods for a while. Look down there. It's like a sandy path along the edge of the forest. Yeah.
But let's follow that.
Okay.
No.
Now, Dolly, we've got to.
Hank, I'm afraid.
Once we get going, you'll feel better. It's sitting around here imagining things that's getting to us. Come on. Come on, I'll help you.
Guess I don't have any choice. Oh, I'm so thirsty.
How's that leg, Hank?
Oh, boy, it hurts like the devil.
But I don't have any choice either.
Is anything out there?
No. Not a sound either. Okay. Let's go. You know, it seems to be getting lighter. Hey, we're coming to something.
What do you mean, coming to something?
Well, not a clearing, maybe. The sand strip's getting wider. Look, it's like a desert. They have deserts in Louisiana. Well, what do you call that? There's nothing but more sand up ahead.
Oh, it's better than jungle.
Well, what do you think? Should we go across?
We don't know what's on the other side.
Well, we don't know what's behind us either. I'm going to move up a bit. See if there's anything to give us a bearing. Sand's deeper here. You sink in over your ankles.
Will, be careful.
See anything?
Yeah.
Hey, what's the matter?
I don't know. It's as though something hit me, but there's nothing here.
Well... You all right?
I will be when I find out what the...
Wait, Hank. This is the damnedest thing.
What is it?
It's a force field of some kind.
What do you mean?
Force field? Look, we're standing here. Now walk straight ahead. Slowly.
Okay.
Ah! It knocked you back.
Stay back, Dolly.
Don't worry.
Now I'm convinced of it. We're wandering around an army testing ground. This is another one of their experiments.
Is there a way around it?
Somewhere, probably. Yeah, but where? You can actually reach out and touch it. It's like feeling your way along an invisible wall.
You know what this means? We're right back in prison again. Our only escape is into the waiting hands of Major Thomas.
We'll have to go back.
Go back? To where?
Well, hold up a second. Look off there to the left. Nothing but sky. I think the land drops away at the edge of the woods.
Oh, let's find out. Maybe we can get a bearing, huh?
Oh, Hank, I'm so tired. I can't keep going.
Okay, honey, okay. Sit here for a few minutes. Will and I want to check out that cliff. Hey, we're high, all right. Nothing but space out there. Don't go so close to the edge. Look down there, will you? Did you ever see anything like it?
No.
The strangest looking plants I've ever seen. It's not like the woods anymore.
Yeah, tall, spindly things. And flowers. Don't make sense.
Look at this. Look at this thing. Over here.
Ah!
Oh, hang on!
I'm
sliding!
What's happened?
I can't stop!
I
on the plant.
Hank! Look!
Ah!
Oh, my God! Ah! The plant's crushing him. It's closing around him.
Ah. Yeah. Oh. It can't be.
Oh, Hank, do something. Do something. The plant is swallowing him. We're never going to get out of this place. I know that. We can't get out.
Dolly. Dolly, please, don't let go.
We're not in Louisiana. We're in hell. When I was a little girl, I used to have bad dreams about hell. My mama would say, Dolly, if you're not a good girl, the devil will get you. And you'll go to that place.
Stop it,
and
Dolly.
And I'd go to bed and I would think about hell. And I'd dream about it. Oh, God. Now I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, honey, honey.
Oh, Mama. Can I have a drink of water, Mama? I promise I won't call again, Mama.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry. It's so dark. And I'm so thirsty. Mama, don't make me get out of bed. Oh, please. Water. I hear water. It's water.
Dolly. Dolly, don't go out there.
It's water. It's dripping off that thick leaf. It's water at last.
Dolly, come back here. Dolly. Dolly. It's after the water, too. It's the air.
Well, thank you for the lemonade, Mrs. Good, and the information.
I'll have Fred and Tony up here in about 20 minutes.
Oh, whatever you think best.
And I'll get the phone company out to fix your phone before dark. You can't be without that.
Oh, I'd appreciate it, Roy.
All right, we'll be in touch, Granny.
Major, are you married?
Why, yes, I am.
Well, then I'd be most happy if you'd take this to your wife. A little token of my appreciation.
Why, it's very beautiful.
Well, it's a terrarium. I see you've been admiring it.
Granny's terrariums are famous around these parts, Major. Everybody buys them. My wife's got one with a plant that eats meat.
At the Venus flytrap. There's one in this glass, too.
Well, thank you very much. My wife will really enjoy it.
My pleasure. Oh, something wrong, Major?
I thought I saw something moving in there.
Oh, well, it might be an ant. Sometimes they're in the earth when I plant them. It does no harm.
Well, thank you again, Miss Good, and don't worry. We'll get those men.
Well, you never know. You might be closer than you think.
Well, after all, this is the age of miniaturization, and even witches have to keep up with the times. It appears that Granny Good reduced her problem to the smallest common denominator and arrived at a satisfactory solution. It also strikes me as a convenient way to lose weight or avoid a bill collector. Unless, of course, one goes too far and finds himself reduced to nothing. I'll be back shortly.
Hi, Ms. Goldilocks here. Professionally, taste testing diet drinks can be very difficult, but I just had to bear with it. Then I found sugar-free diet 7-Up. It doesn't taste like other diet drinks. It's fresh, light, natural, delicious. Sugar-free diet 7-Up tastes so good that I've taste tested it hundreds of times, and each time I've given it my seal of approval. Yes, this one's just right.
Buick introduces a new concept for you to consider in light of all the concern about miles per gallon. Range.
Range is what you get when you multiply the mileage your car gets per gallon by the number of gallons your car's gas tank holds. Range is one of the things that help make Buick Apollo such a special small car. It comes from coupling the Apollo's economical six-cylinder engine with a standard 21-gallon gas tank. It holds a lot, but it doesn't use a lot. Look into the Apollo. It's the Buick of small cars.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love. But give your allergy to contact.
Now listen carefully, because this message may surprise you. There is an ingredient that can effectively help block pollen's bad effect on your system. Sneezing, sniffling, drips, itchy red watery eyes. It's the antihistamine most prescribed by allergy specialists, and it's an ingredient in Contac. Surprising, yes, but the true wonder of Contac is how our tiny time pills keep this antihistamine working, helping up to 12 hours per capsule, all day, all night. Allergy is our business, too.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love.
But give your allergy to Contac. Take Contac only when needed, only as directed.
Might well have heeded a popular saying before tampering with Granny Good. Never underestimate the power of a woman, particularly one with lots of cats and a cauldron bubbling over the fire. We'll be stirring up some more suspense and terror for you on our next Mystery Theater tale. So do join us again. Our cast included Terry Keane, Robert Dryden, Bob Caliban, and Bryna Rayburn. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Contac, the 12-hour allergy capsule, Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser, and the Kellogg Company, makers of Kellogg's Special K cereal. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
The kid who got his kick smoking cigarettes. He was kicked off the team.
Sorry, kid. You can't smoke and play this game.
He was kicked out at home.
As long as you live here, you live by our rules, and that means no smoking.
He even got a kick in the heart.
Kissing you is like making love to an ashtray. Here's your ring back.
And now it's time for the greatest kick of all. Kick the habit. Join the unhooked generation.
This reminder from your lung association. It's a matter of life and breath.
KOIN, Portland. It's 11 o'clock.
CBS News. Four Israelis and three Arabs have been killed in an Arab attack in a northern Israeli town. I'm Ann Crosman, reporting on the CBS radio network. Bruno Wassertile has a late report on that Arab attack in Israel.
Three Arab fedayeen attacking the Israeli coastal resort city of Nahariya reportedly killed a 38-year-old kindergarten teacher, her 10-year-old daughter, and 5-year-old son, before being shot down themselves by Israeli soldiers. The midnight to dawn gun and grenade battle ended when Israeli forces stormed the building in which the guerrillas had holed up. An Israeli state radio reporter recorded the gun battle and described the scene in Hebrew just before the final assault. The military command says one Israeli soldier was killed and five wounded in the action. A boat, presumably used by the terrorists, was found on Nahariya Beach And it's believed here that the Sabayin set sail for their operation from a guerrilla base in southern Lebanon. Bruno Wassertile for CBS News in Tel Aviv.
The latest on President Nixon in a minute.
Maybe your car should be two cars, one for everyday driving and another for heavy loads like carpools or towing trailers. The Monroe Max Air Air Adjustable Shock Absorber supports you on a column of air, and it's infinitely adjustable for the lightest loads to the heaviest. It's like having two cars in one. So see your Monroe dealer and ride the air. Monroe Max Air Air Adjustable Shock Absorbers.
That sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean Sinoff.
Exactly.
Exactly right. When sinus flares up with congestion and pain, insist on Sinoff tablets. Sinoff delivers a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sinoff helps sinus pain while you drain. Use only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff.
Exactly.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box.
A White House spokesman says that President Nixon suffered from a circulatory disease called phlebitis during his recent Mideast trip, but that the president is now recovered and in good health. The White House statement was in response to a report from CBS News White House correspondent Dan Rather, who got an explanation of the ailment.
Medically, this is defined as an inflammation of a vein or veins. It is associated with clot formation within the veins. The president has had pains in one leg. They forced him to limp slightly during his recent Middle East tour. When diagnosed and treated early, phlebitis usually is not considered to be serious. In some cases, if the clot or clots that form in leg veins break loose, the clot formation can move up to a lung, blocking blood supplies to the lung, and under those circumstances, phlebitis can be serious. An extensive effort was made to keep the whole case secret. However, after CBS News learned of the president's illness, friends of Mr. Nixon emphasized that his case is not serious in their judgment, and they say, in the judgment of Mr. Nixon's doctors, the president's case of phlebitis is described by friends as mild. It is said to have, quote, mostly cleared itself up now. Dan Rather, CBS News, the White House.
Mr. Nixon is scheduled to leave Tuesday for Brussels, where he will attend the signing of a new NATO Declaration of Principles and meet with leaders of Italy, West Germany, and Britain. On Thursday morning, Mr. Nixon flies to Moscow for summit talks with Soviet Communist Party leader Brezhnev. The president will be trying to negotiate some kind of agreement limiting nuclear arms. More news after this.
It's a beautiful day. I'm waxing my car, and my neighbor comes out with antifreeze. And I say, antifreeze now? And he starts to sing.
You can never buy Preston too early. Do it now, do it now, don't you wait. You can never buy Preston too early. You can only buy it too late.
Sounds crazy, but a 50-50 mix of Prestone 2 winter-summer formula and water, about 2 gallons for most cars, helps prevent boilover even in traffic jams, because it helps your cooling system handle heat better than water. Fresh boilover protection and fresh corrosion protection, too, because only Prestone 2 has a patented silicone silicate inhibitor system. Nothing beats it for corrosion protection. Summer, winter, all year round, you can never buy Prestone too early. You can only buy it too late.
Can't trust Preston.
Who can you trust?
Authorities in Buenos Aires are blaming terrorists for explosions which on Monday night damaged buildings housing several American companies. There were explosions at branches of the Bank of America, Ford Motors of Argentina, Philips Argentina, and a local Coca-Cola bottling plant. Branches of the Bank of London and the Royal Bank of Canada were also hit. No one was reported hurt. Police in Montreal arrested 27 people on Monday night during a melee at a Jean-Baptiste Day celebration. A police spokesman says that the disturbance began when a group of several hundred people broke some windows and set some small fires in the old section of Montreal. Several police officers were slightly injured by flying rocks and bottles. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
For the Vancouver weather forecast, fair tonight, Tuesday and Wednesday, lows about 50, highs near 80 degrees, northwest winds 5 to 15 miles an hour, chance of rainfall zero through Tuesday night. Downtown Portland, it's 63 degrees.
When I was 17, I dreamed of being king and having everything I wanted. But that was long ago, and
dreams did not unfold, so I'm still the king of nothing. When I was 17, I dreamed I gave a ring to a pretty queen, and then I held her. But that was slumber's fault, for I have no love at all.
Good evening, everybody. 1108, K-O-I-N. The King of Nothing, Bill Myers, playing records for A.C. Emmerich. It is a Monday night in the Rose City. A good night it is, too, as we're looking at 63 degrees outside. And I hope you enjoy. Here's Helen Reddy.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back and pretend. 'Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Oh, yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. If I pay the price, but look how much I gain. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong.
She wrote it.
Well, at least helped write it. I wonder if she sings it so well. What a marching song. What an anthem. Wave your flag a little bit. I am woman. 1112 at KOIN. Good evening, everybody. I'm Bill Myers. Todd Dennis helps you make it through the night. Midnight to 6 on KOIN.
If you go away on this summer day, then you might as well take the sun away. All the birds that flew in the summer sky when our love was new and our hearts were high, when the day was young and the nights were long and the moon stood still. If you stay, I'll make you a day like no day has been or will be again. We'll sail the sun, we'll ride on the rain, we'll talk to the trees, we'll fly with the wind. But if you go away, when I love you so, there'll be nothing left in the world, you know, just an empty room full of empty space, like the empty look I see on your face. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away. But if you stay, I'll make you a day like no day has been or will be again. We'll sail the sun, we'll ride on the rain, we'll talk to the trees, we'll fly with the wind. But if you go away, if you go away, if you go away.
Music from Terry Jacks. If you go away, if it sounds like something maybe a bit familiar, Rod McEwen and Jacques Brel wrote it, and they're the ones that wrote his Seasons in the Sun record, which was his last hit. Now you're all informed. It's 1114 at KOIN.
Broadcast Advertising buys you the best seats in the house for just a nickel a day. Broadcasting buys your seats for pro football games, symphonies, baseball games, rock concerts, the World Series, the Metropolitan Opera, and the Olympics. In an average week, you can attend events on radio and television that would cost more than $100 if you had to buy your own seats. In the course of a year, that's almost $6,000 worth of tickets for you alone. And some things you can't buy tickets for at any price. A trip to the moon, the inauguration of a president, the Democratic and Republican conventions. Broadcasting also brings you a lot of other things, like local and national news, weather and traffic reports, and other community information. Yes, the total amount of money spent for broadcast advertising in a year comes to about 5 cents per person, per day. They say a nickel doesn't buy much anymore, but it seems like such a small price to pay for the best seats in the house.
Mm-hmm. The Portland Traffic Safety Commission urges you, my driving buddy, to plan your vacation trips with plenty of times to catch a little bit of stop, to stretch, to relax, and stretch out, and... Well, doggone it, you'll enjoy your trip just a whole lot more. Believe me, it's the only safe way to go.
KOIN Radio 97.